This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine is giving new hope against the coronavirus pandemic, AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Johnson & Johnson says preliminary findings suggest its single-dose vaccine may not be as strong as the two-dose version from Pfizer and Moderna. But in a world struggling for pandemic relief, Matt Hepburn, the government's vaccine response leader, says the trade-off may be acceptable with a single shot that's easier to store.
Frankly, simple is beautiful.
Johnson & Johnson says it'll seek emergency use authorization in the U.S. within a week. It's not saying how many doses could be ready if federal regulators sign off, but it does expect to supply 100 million doses by June. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Regulators have authorized AstraZeneca's coronavirus for use in adults throughout the EU. Amid criticism, the bloc is not moving fast enough to vaccinate its population. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
The European Medicines Agency has licensed the vaccine to be used in people 18 and over, though concerns have been raised this week that not enough data exists to prove it works in older people. The shot is the third COVID-19 vaccine given the green light by the agency after ones made by Pfizer and Moderna. Many countries on the continent have been struggling to vaccinate people quickly. It was long hoped the AstraZeneca shot would speed things up. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The head of the World Health Organization on Friday called for international cooperation on the manufacture and rollout of coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that vaccine nationalism might serve short-term political goals, but it's ultimately short-sighted and self-defeating. This is VOA News. Key allies of jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny were placed under house arrest ahead of new rallies as Russian authorities warned Friday that protesters could face charges of taking part in mass unrest. Navalny's brother Oleg and the coordinator of Navalny's Moscow office were placed under house arrest until March 23rd after the opposition politician urged Russians to stage fresh nationwide rallies against President Vladimir Putin's 20-year rule on Sunday. Meanwhile, the UN Security Council will meet informally next week to discuss the plight of the detained Russian opposition leader at the risk of causing tensions with Moscow. The session will be officially framed as a discussion on Navalny's poisoning last year, according to one diplomatic source. Russian President Vladimir Putin has signed a bill extending the last remaining nuclear arms control treaty between Russia and the United States. AP's Jennifer King reports.
President Biden and Russia's leader had discussed an extension of the nuclear accord. The New START treaty was going to expire on February 5th. President Putin signed a five-year extension that had been passed unanimously by both houses of Russia's parliament. Addressing the World Economic Forum via video link on Wednesday, Putin hailed the decision to extend the treaty while warning of global instability that he compared to the situation of the 1930s. The treaty limits each country to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads and 700 deployed missiles and bombers. Arms control advocates urge the countries to start negotiating follow-up agreements. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. President Biden has selected a key member of the team that negotiated the original 2015 nuclear deal with Iran as its new key envoy to Tehran. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Robert Malley is a career diplomat who served both the Obama and Clinton White Houses. He was also at the table seated across from the Iranians when the 2015 deal was finalized in Switzerland. Mali is now entering one of the most perilous and politically divisive challenges facing the U.S. government after 4 years of rapidly worsening relations between the two countries under President Trump and crises that at one point brought them to the brink of war. It won't be easy. On Friday, one of the other men that was at that table back in 2015, Iran's foreign minister Javad Zarif, reiterated Tehran's demand that it will not reverse the steps it's taken to revive its nuclear program unless Washington lifts sanctions first.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.